Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What crises do we have to discuss today? What good things do we have to discuss today? Another hour of our powerful conversation presenting the world at your footsteps, actually, or in your ears or in your head. I'm Doug Steffen, to work on your head, and your ears are going to be worked on by Jay Kirshner, so together we've got it covered, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we're all covered. All right, can we do something about the volume on that? Yes, okay, good idea. Let's. What do we celebrate today? Today is National Aviation Day, August 19th, by the way, in case you're wondering what day we're talking about. Friday the 19th, some of the scientific and technological marvels have become so commonplace, we take them for granted, Jay, thinking about the new, and you know, there was an announcement yesterday by American Airlines that they bought 20 supersonic jets.
Good.
That will be in, did you see that? They're going to be in service by the end of the decade. Apparently, a couple of other airlines have ordered these as well. They say they're going to use these planes on their New York to Europe routes and Miami to Europe routes. But 20 of them, that's, well, that's making quite a commitment. Back in the days when the when British Airways and Air France was flying the Concorde, I think each one of them had four, if I'm not mistaken, four or five of them. There were 20 built all together, and some of them were used for different purposes, but in terms of airline usage, I think there were only four or five used by each of the airlines. Maybe British Airways had five or six of them, but it was really, I had one trip on a Concorde, and it was fabulous. It was fascinating. It was just amazing to fly as quickly as we did from London to New York.
Oh, yeah. And didn't it take it like half the time? But weren't they just so expensive for maintenance? That's why they went out of commission?
No, they went out of commission because the bean counters for a couple of the airlines didn't like the insurance they had to pay for the planes as they got older. The planes could still and ought to still be in service today, but they're in museums all over the world. There was an accident with the Air France jet, the Concorde, that blew up on the runway because a piece of a tire or something went through one of the engines, caused a fire, and blew up half the plane. So people right away, oh, wow, we got to stop running these things. They were well made for the time. But the trip that I took, it was like riding kind of in a small, one of those small puddle jumper planes. The fuselage wasn't very big. The seats were very comfortable. The food was very good. And my conversation on the plane was great because I sat next to Paul McCartney and we talked for the whole trip about all kinds of things. It was a great experience.
It was a great, yeah.
Yeah, it was a great experience. Yeah. But after that, you know, we've gone back to running big planes and planes that only fly at less than 600 miles an hour. These planes are going to fly at, what is it? It's Mach 1.1 or something. That's over the speed of sound. Anyway, so let's just the fact that we have been flying as we have for just a few generations. Remember what the planes were like after World War II, the DC-3s that were the commonplace trip. I think if you look at the whole transportation system, I've been fascinated by this all my life because I grew up around buses, school buses on the farm. In the old days, the farmers all were the ones that drove the school buses, and I sort of inherited a business when I was young and really grew it into this kind of huge thing. Was out of control by the early 1980s. Thank heavens I was offered a job at CBS, and so I left the company and behind with my partner and went on. But we used to do the whole Boston-Worcester thing. We did charter work all over the country. We did the airport buses. And I also think back to when I first rode a bus going to the first grade, and the school bus was so simple. It was a truck with a chassis with a kind of school bus body on it. The body had seats and windows and lights, and that was a little bit of heat in the wintertime. That was it. And you look at the advance that's been made there, and then you look at the advance in aviation. It's is today Orville Wright's birthday? Is that where we celebrate?
Yes, yeah.
Aviation Day, yeah, it is. Yeah. If you go back to the first century, the legend has it the Chinese Emperor Wang Mang ordered a soldier to strap two wings to his back, and he flew 100 meters. What does that remind you of? One of those...
It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah, either that or Iron Man, the way they... A couple of those guys, the black guy flew around with wings strapped to his back, right? What was that? I forget what the black actor's name is.
Oh, Don Cheadle.
No, it wasn't Cheadle. Cheadle was in it, but there was another black actor, too, that flew around with wings strapped to his back. Anyway.
Oh, Tony Mackey.
Yeah, that may have been in Captain America instead of in Iron Man. At any rate, so you look at those circumstances. You go back to 1799. The father of aviation, supposedly, not the one of the Wright brothers, but Sir George Cayley, who is an English engineer, who came up with a model for really what's become the modern airplane. Leonardo da Vinci has, if you look at one of the early drawings, the artist renderings, he drew an airplane and predicted that that was going to be the future way of traveling. And he was right. A lot of people are afraid to fly, and I don't, what do they call it, abophobia?
That's like when you're truly so terrified and you won't even fly. But a lot of people who still fly but are afraid to fly, it's a heights thing, whether it's afraid of heights or even just control, because you have zero control.
Right. You got to get used to it. I was scared to death to fly until I went to school. And then when I came back from Cleveland, my first flight was Cleveland to Boston. And it was on an American Airlines 707. I thought it was the most fantastic thing. As soon as I took off and I realized what was going on, all of my fears dissipated. And today, as you know, I fly a lot. And I enjoy my experiences for the most part. The fact that only 5% of the population in the world has been on an airplane, and you look at how many people are flying on airplanes, it's really pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to the Wright brothers, thanks to Bill Boeing, who created a company that built a lot of planes during World War II, and then after that we all kind of know the history of the Boeing planes. Boeing 747 without engine power can glide 2 miles for every 1,000 feet that the plane is above the ground. So if there's a problem, if four engines conk out, and you have, if the plane is 40,000 feet, when it conks out, multiply that. So you can go 80,000 feet, that's 520, that's almost, it's about 15, 16 miles. That's pretty interesting, the gliders. Right? Ever been on a glider? That's another thing that's fascinating, is being able to take a ride in a glider. So thanks to the Wright brothers, and thanks to Bill Boeing, and thanks to lots of other people who have helped to make this thing we call flying as much fun and as safe as it is. Now, I say that, and then flying in the face of that, a couple of fatalities in a plane crash, where there were two, there's a mid-air collision over an airport in California yesterday, Watsonville, California. Multiple agencies responded to the airport there after two planes attempting to land collided. Multiple fatalities. I can't remember the last time there was a plane crash, though. Can you? I mean, really, the 737 MAXs that crashed. But
these are small ones. There's one person in the one, and then two people in the other. And
yeah.
I feel like these are the ones that go down. We've been hearing a lot about these smaller ones where it's either a crash landing or they have to land on a freeway or an interstate.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
It seems like these are the ones that happen.
Yeah, well, that's because people don't know how to fly these planes. That's basically, it's like the kids today who don't know how to drive. A lot of the younger pilots don't really
get trained. And adults who don't know how to drive.
Yeah, well, the kids mostly, but yeah, there are a lot of adults who don't know how to drive. Thank you. I know you like to give me the old one, too, because I'm always taking shots at the kids. But the, anyway, the collision in Watsonville is, they're investigating it, but I guarantee you when they find out what's going on, the two of them, it was a clear day, so how do you not see the other plane that's, you know, in basically the same airspace as you are? It's craziness. All right, anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely human error. Tragic nonetheless, but yep. Goodness.
Yeah, for sure. And now there's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's 2016 plane incident to talk about. The FBI is involved in this. Why? After, what, 6 years? This was a heavily redacted report, apparently, Jay, released to both Angelina Jolie's lawyers and Brad Pitt's lawyers. As a result of a Freedom of Information Act request, she told agents that while traveling back to California with Brad Pitt and their six children following a two-week vacation, her husband, he was the husband then, had been drinking when he told her to go with him to the back of the plane after he had a tense interaction with one of the children. So what is this, a family...
Yeah, this was the quote-unquote big situation that happened on their private flight with the whole family on the plane, and that led to their divorce, because 2 days later is when she filed for divorce, citing the day after this flight as the day of separation, and there were allegations that there was a situation of child abuse, which Brad Pitt had denied and said that there was definitely an issue between him and one of their children and Angelina, and now a little bit more of the story is really coming out with this FBI report being revealed.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
I just feel so bad for these kids because they know what happened. They were on the plane, but now their friends and their peers are seeing this too.
Yeah, they'll see all this stuff. It's not necessary for this to become washed in public. 18 after the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
How do we get our American family farmers to reap the benefits of all their work?
Well, I mean, the first thing they should do is, if they're a farmer, they should really be involved in Farm Bureau. One thing folks need to understand about Farm Bureau is that, you know, we're largely at this point a lobbying organization. In the past, we've done other things, provide advice to Extension, we've run insurance companies, basically whatever farmers need. But policy is a big challenge facing farmers right now.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program with Jay Kirshner. Time for us now to peruse social media, get some of the trending stories, some of the things that are highly entertaining for many of us. I'm looking at the first episode of a new HBO drama that's connected to an old one that so many people were fond of. You like my vagueness here, Jay? you want to follow the bouncing ball?
That's connected to an old one.
Yes, hold on. And the bouncing ball will continue to bounce right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
All right, so Jay, were you a fan of Game of Thrones?
I saw it. No, I was not a fan. I couldn't care less, or I guess I could care less, but my husband and I kept asking people, what is it about, and nobody could tell us. Nobody could really give us what it was.
It was about sex and death. That's what it was about. I didn't watch
it. People trying to take over thrones. So our intrigue was kind of like, okay, let's just binge watch it one summer, and that's a summer we'll never get back.
Right. Okay, well, there you go. For those of you who are real big fans of Game of Thrones, the first episode of the prequel to Game of Thrones is debuting this Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern, on HBO and HBO Max. It's a 10-episode series. It airs 3 years after the original show came to an end, but it's based on what happened before, if you get my drift. This is an interesting series. The novel is A Song of Ice and Fire, which was written by George R.R. Martin. It was the that show, if I remember correctly, got more Emmys than any other in any single season. It got 12 Emmys, 10 million viewers. Now, that's twice what the average television show gets, but that's a one-time thing. The Game of Thrones, on an average, you know, they'd have, you can watch it streaming.
Popular.
Yeah, very much so. But so brutal. Oh, my God. I watched one episode of it. I enjoyed the sexual escapades of the lady who was the blonde, who's actually turned out to be quite a good actress. But anyway, the final season got a backlash. The fans criticized the direction the showrunners took the storyline. A million viewers signed a change.org petition to have the final season remade.
Good for them.
From the Get a Life department. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This Sunday, the new House of Dragon. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This is tonight's Top Automotive Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW continues to deliver the promise to provide engaging and innovative electromobility solutions with the latest addition to the fully electric BMW i4 range, the BMW i4 eDrive 35. The BMW i4 eDrive 35 joins the BMW i4 eDrive 40 and the BMW i4 M50 and makes purely electric BMW performance more attainable than ever. Now, for more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department announced Thursday 3 men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in western New York. 24-year-old Haiti Martar will remain behind bars for now. No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Constitution of the United States is a brilliant writ. It's designed to keep people in power from abusing their power. Former New York City Commissioner Brian Anderson on Newsmax Thursday is calling out the fishing expedition and witch hunt by federal authorities, starting off with former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani being dragged into a Georgia courtroom this week.
Well, can you say fishing expedition? Can you say witch hunt? Those are the words we hear quite a bit, and it seems to be just that. You know, even with the Trump person, you know, corporate perks. Geez, that's unheard of in the business world, isn't it? So it just seems they're looking to pick around the edges to find something, anything, on Donald Trump. It's very odd timing, isn't it? We didn't see this level of activity when it came to Hillary Clinton's emails or things of that nature. So you've got a man that's going to be running for the highest office in the land. It's about get Donald Trump. Just like the January 6th hearings is a misnomer, it's really about November 5th, 2024.
Instagram and Facebook continue to suppress freedom of speech in America. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the social media platform shut down Children's Health Defense this week after the anti-vaccine group led by Robert Kennedy Jr. is claimed to have repeatedly violated rules prohibiting misinformation about COVID-19. And after the CDC's admission Thursday of misleading the American public during the pandemic, how can the fact-checkers know they have the correct information? Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
The discovery today of a hero protein has been announced. This is some good news. This is called the Guardians of the Genome.
I like
it. Guardians of the Galaxy. Now we have the Guardians of your genome. The students at Penn State Medical School have found that this RPA works with an ally called the WASP.
It's all kinds of Marvel stuff
it is.
Right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour on the Friday, August 19th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How did you do to Jay Kirshner? The aviation discussion that we were having a few moments ago. For those of you who are just joining us, you didn't hear the last half hour, you can catch it. The GoodDayShow.com website has the continuing loop of the program. The original program for the day runs all day long. So if you don't hear it earlier in the day or whenever it is that you listen, you can pick up the pieces during the day when you have some time. Okay, help yourself. GoodDayShow.com. Our podcast is there as well. The aviation discussion focusing now on a 16-year-old, becoming the youngest person to circumnavigate the world in an airplane. He's an English kid. nearing the final leg of his five-month adventure to become the youngest person to fly around the world by himself. Name is Mac Rutherford. It is amazing. He set off on this mission from an airbase in Sofia, Bulgaria, back in March. And if he's successful, he'll become the youngest person to ever go around the planet all by himself in an aircraft. Now, this would, of course, clinch the Guinness World Record. It's currently held by another Brit named Travis Ludlow, who was 18 when he completed the mission, and that was last year. His sister, Zara, who's 19, became the youngest woman to fly around the world. Wow, this is quite a family here.
Yeah, right?
Right?
And her parents are in aviation as well, so you know that he has been training a long time.
Yeah. This is really kind of cool. I like this story. He headed from Bulgaria to Sardinia, and then he went to Africa, went to the Congo, Madagascar, Mauritania. He then headed north to India, United Arab Emirates, also stopped there, and stopped in China, South Korea, Japan. Then he flew to Alaska, continued along the west coast down into Mexico. He flew north again along the east coast to Canada, crossed the Atlantic. How do you get across the Atlantic in a small plane like that? I get the rest of it. You can go up and you can go along the land route and go across the Bering Straits from Russia to Alaska. It's only 90 miles. So how is it? Huh? How did he get across the North Atlantic? Huh? No, seriously. I wonder how there's no explanation of that in here. It's just a neat story about a neat kid. But I would like to know, this is my airplane stuff coming back in. I guess they had fuel. He had aircraft, the maintenance people put extra tanks in the plane. And that might, that explains how he did it. But it's just, it's so cool. This youngster qualified for his pilot's license when he was 14 in 2020. He has dual British and Belgian passports, and he was born in a family of aviators, as you said. I think this kid is going to be somebody to deal with.
Oh, and that's absolutely. He became the youngest pilot in the world, period, at the age of 15 in 2 months.
Yeah. How about you? Ever want to be a pilot?
Nope.
Yeah.
I like the ground.
Yeah, I'm not. I guess I've thought about it. I've had a couple of lessons in flying, and it isn't that it was scary. It was just so different because you're used to walking or maybe riding a bike or driving a car or driving a truck or driving a tractor, because it's there. You have terra firma under you, and so if something goes wrong, you don't have too far to fall. But when you're up in the plane, it's obviously a whole different story. But that being said, it's the safest way to get around. Being up in the air, we were talking about these two planes that collided over the West Coast earlier in the week. And those, I'm willing to bet that those people they weren't really good. And so there's probably varying degrees of good when it comes to flying an airplane. If this youngster can continue this, imagine what his future is like. Imagine what his, I would like to see more children, young people getting involved in stuff like this because it's so exciting.
It is. It really is. And this is a hobby that could become a career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course it is. All right. Then speaking of the Guinness Book of World Records, do you know how that was started? You know what the origins are of the Guinness Book of World Records?
What are they?
About Guinness beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was originally a chugging contest. Set the world record for who can drink the most Guinness beer. And then it just became, there was a whole bunch, somebody else set a record, and so the Guinness folks decided they were going to create a book. 1955, when it started, I thought I went back further than that, but I'm just looking it up now. It has editions in the United States and in England. And the book was co-founded by the brothers that came up with Guinness. But I thought Guinness beer went back long ways. I'm not
a
beer drinker,
so. That's what I thought, too. It's been around for a while.
Right. Yeah. But it started with a question about drinking, and then there were people, then people, when they were drinking, they would be having contests in some of the pubs in England, so Guinness was smart enough to grab onto that, and they would sponsor contests for people to do the best of this and the best of that, and so all sorts of things now are in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I was part of a Guinness World Record once.
Really? Doing what?
Once upon a time, the Cleveland Cavaliers did it was a sold-out crowd for Snuggie Night, and we set the record for most gathered, like largest gathering of people wearing fleece blankets. It was more than 20,000. And then less than a month, or no, a little over a month later, the Angels fans beat us. They outdid us.
Ah, damn. Well, that's kind of, they're a dog, the biggest dog in the world, right? The biggest snake in the world, the longest hair in the world, the oldest person in the world, the person with the longest fingernails. I love it.
There's something for everyone out there.
That's for sure. Yep. This is a very disturbing reality. You have this woman from Chicago who lost both of her feet after a boating accident in Lake Michigan.
Yeah, this is awful. This is such a careless mistake. Two boats collided. One was pulling a raft with people, and the other one reversed at full throttle, backed right into the raft.
This is like the plane. There's two, you know, I guess it takes two to tango. First responders arrived. They saw one victim hanging halfway into the boat. She needed medical help, so she was taken right away to the hospital. Wonder if she went to Chicago Med. That's an inside joke if you watch the Chicago shows. Well, the Chicago Hospital, Chicago Med is the hospital, that the imaginary hospital. So,
thank you for explaining.
You're welcome. Yes, right. So anyway, Chicago PD said the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Coast Guard investigating what the heck happened. First victim identified as a 34-year-old lady named Lana Batchelier. This is a GoFundMe info page that I'm looking at now, trying to raise money for her medical costs. They raised $106,000 already. Wow. This thing just happened, and they already raised $106,000?
Yeah, it really is astounding. And she even discusses how she thought she was drowning. She thought she was dying at the time. And she even recalls seeing her husband's eyes searching for her in panic from the distance. And she said that she'll never unsee that pain in his face when he couldn't find her until they did connect eyes.
Yeah, put yourself in that position. All right, here's something. Five dogs, all Great Danes, killed the owner. The woman whose body was discovered in a ditch in Rossi, Iowa, was killed by her five Great Danes. Mindy Keep, believed to have been attacked by her dogs in Clay County a couple of days ago, later discovered in the ditch by a man who initially assumed she was involved in a motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm. And he couldn't get over to her because the dogs were still roaming nearby. And the dogs were put down. And I just feel like there should be more of an investigation into what happened, why the dogs may be attacked before just automatically putting them down.
Really bad movie, though, that story. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Might as well be in the gross and disgusting department. Human remains were found in a suitcase. Okay, this is an auction. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Right. All right, how much am I bid for this suitcase? I'll hear $100, $110, $120, up to $130, $140. Do I hear $150? So, this is in New Zealand. The human remains that were discovered in the suitcases, there were a couple of children. Excuse me.
And they feel like probably they've been gone for years. This is part of an abandoned storage unit auction, which is very popular when people can't keep paying them. And there's so many TV shows about the storage wars, and these suitcases were in one of the units.
It must have smelled. Wouldn't you think it would smell?
I feel like a lot of those typically just do automatically smell because they're abandoned storage units.
Right. Oof. One of the largest moths ever found in the U.S. Bug watchers, keep your eye out for these big atlas moths. Do we need to post a picture of this, or is it too gross? These moths look pretty gross.
You think this is gross?
It's kind of gross.
It's like a blanket. It's so pretty.
Looks like they have eyes all over them. Ugh. Anyway, believed to be the first of its kind in the U.S. We've had all kinds of these things. Remember last week we were talking about that spotted thingamabob, whatever it was called? And we were thinking, oh, this is, it looks, I think you said, it looks so pretty.
Yeah.
No.
It was pretty.
Creepy.
It was like red and black and white and gray, and it had these really pretty designs. Like, I want a dress that looks like that.
Okay. Well, help yourself to that. Here's something that I would like you, this is the first week of me talking about the thunderstorm. I have a box. Have you gotten yours yet? This is really a cool thing. I've actually put a couple of them
not yet,
around
I'm
the
really
house.
Excited.
Yeah, they are. This is very unique. This is the first time, and that's why I'm happy to be talking about it on the air, because it really does do what everybody I've found it out myself plugging it in. Does what they say it'll do. Got bad odors, a lot of pollutants. Get rid of them with a thunderstorm from Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code Doug3, save $200, and create a situation where your home is as clear and pure as it could be. Need clean air? Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code Doug3.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look...
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you...
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say...
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV...
You can't be all working on fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Time for us to celebrate farm, food, and family on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly here to keep your car on the road with all the right parts, the advice that their professional parts people can give you, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Check out your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They have 80 specifically designated tools you can use for any kind of a repair that you have. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program. Or you can visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com. Today is National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. It's not really ice cream. It's soft serve goo. Let's call it what
it's
it is.
Delicious.
It's very sugary.
It's like a thickened milkshake.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Hadn't thought about it, but me being the expert that I am on ice cream, I can guarantee you that it's not really ice cream. It's a mix of all kinds of things, sugar and spice and not everything nice. Carvel claims that the father of their brand, Tom Carvel, accidentally created soft serve when his ice cream truck had a flat tire and he was forced to sell off all the things that were melting in the truck. Isn't that necessity is the mother of invention, right? How about the, I think the Dairy Queen stuff is if you're going to have soft serve, they started it in Illinois, the Dairy Queen people did. J.F. McCullough and his son had a special formula. And again, it has nothing to do with ice cream. It has to do with sugar and all kinds of other things. There are some reports that Margaret Thatcher, remember her, the Prime Minister of England?
Yes, yes.
Helped develop soft serve. Yeah. She was a chemist.
I had no idea she had worked as a chemist at a food manufacturer.
No, I didn't either. Ice cream like this goes back apparently to 60 A.D. It was used a lot. The Emperor Nero of Rome sent runners into the mountains for snow, which then he flavored. That would be ice. That would be flavored ice, right? Italian ice.
Mm-hmm.
On my at my farm, Eastley Farm. You can go to the website, EastleyFarm.com, and see. We have all the flavors listed of the ice cream that we sell on the farm. And there are a couple of Italian ices that are very popular. And they go back to when Emperor Nero went. This was how Italian ice came to be. Did you know that? Went up to the mountains for snow, and then they put flavoring in it. That's where Italian ice came from.
You can still get that today at like any snow cone,
yeah.
Snow cone stand.
Right. Well, I sell it in my ice cream bus because people love it. Yep. So anyway, that's it. The the facts about soft serve. It is hard to make. You got to have that mix. You got to have good machinery, and then you have to, you know, when you do the squiggly thing and put it in the cone, you can't put too much in.
Yeah.
It's
got to
be just the right temperature.
Do the little loop de loop on the top.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That loop.
I had raspberry. Used to have raspberry at the soft at the Dairy Queen here. All right, let's get to some other items that are perhaps more involving. Family Farm celebrating its 100th anniversary in Orange County. There aren't many farms left in Orange County, I'll tell you that. This is farmer Dan and his wife Ann Manicero. 100 years of operating. They haven't. It was their family. Guests were treated to various tastings of farmhouse staples, their tomatoes, their watermelon. This is kind of a neat. This is a story that needs to be told about farms all over America. They have a tradition of agricultural tourism there as well, and that's what helped to save the farm. That's helped to save a lot of farms. I like doing the tours around my farm as well. They have cooking classes there, Jay. All kinds of stuff to highlight their specialties, things that they grow.
And during COVID lockdowns, parents were able to bring their kids so that their kids could go do something outside. And a lot of the parents in the area and the community were so thankful for them. And it's just, it's like
farms are a safe haven from all of this stuff. They really are. You get into the, you know, that's one of the, it was a haven for me, but not for the same reason as a youngster growing up. When I found much as anything else, I found my reason for being, in part. And so that's what I think a lot of youngsters, that's why I do what I do on my farm, frankly, having the visitation so that people can learn about animals and things that are not to be feared, if you will. All right, it's 59 past the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.